In August of 2000, I launched a website called gotpsy.com, in which we have a suite of psi games, little games that people can take to see if they might be psychic.
All right, again, that's gotpsy. That's G-O-T-P-S-I, right?
Right. It's a takeoff on the Got Milk campaign.
Gotpsy. Got-P-S-I.
This is hosted by the Boundary Institute, which I co-founded in 2000.
Just a simple little game.
A simple little game. And that game has been running since August 2000. To date, we have 39 million trials by about 158,000 people around the world.
Uh-huh.
And we still get 20 to 30,000 trials a day.
What does this little game play like? I mean, what do we...
Well, there are six different games. And the one game I'll talk about now is the simplest possible game, the kind of game that was created by J.B. Ryan back in the 1930s. You're presented with the backs of five cards on the screen, and you're to select the one that you think the computer will then randomly select. So it's a precognition test.
Right.
So one run on this test will be 25 cards, 25 trials. Each time you try to select the one that the computer will randomly select.
Mm-hmm.
And so we provide a hall of fame, and we provide feedback, and it's you can see that people are involved in competitions and so on.
Yes, but your motive is not to just let them have fun guessing about stuff.
Well,
you obviously have a motive here. And how many people got Psy?
Well, that's a slightly different question. In fact, we are looking for talent.
Oh, I'm sure you are. Yeah. I'm sure that's the exact reason for this. And so how many people got PSI?
Well, we think that the previous estimates were something like 0.1% of the population. And for this kind of game, it's more difficult. This is not the way that Psy typically manifests in the real world.
Right.
So it's a much lower percentage, but there are some people who appear to have some talent. But that's yet, there's another reason for doing this, and that is that the task as seen on the computer is a very simple task, but there are hidden things going on behind the scenes that we're also testing, which obviously I can't talk about because then obviously people will be thinking about that. So let me just say that each of the tasks in this gotpsy site is a valid test, but there are other things happening which allow us to test.
There's more than meets the eye.
Yes, there always is. Now here's the link back to 9/11.
Yes.
One of the things, since we have thousands of trials per day by hundreds of people around the world, we can do something very simple, which is take a daily performance measure. How well did people perform as a group every day?
Interesting question, yes.
And so we end up with a graph, and now it's been going for about 1,300 days, starting in August of 2000, you know, going through 9/11 and up to today. And so I was looking at this data for a completely different reason, and 2 weeks ago, I happened to analyze it in a way that I hadn't looked at it before, and I saw a whopping anomaly. And I didn't know at the time when I looked at it, when is that? You know, when and date, what the date is it?
Gotcha.
So I went back and looked at it, and I was shocked to find that this big drop in the curve occurs 14 days before 9/11, goes up to 9/11, and immediately goes right back up.
Huh. You're talking about the percentage of good hits you're getting just tanked? Is that what you're saying?
2 weeks before 9/11. And I have a picture of this on the Noetics website.
Over what period of time are we judging this, you know, this little slice that you're talking about? What's the totality of the period of time you've examined?
It drops dramatically 16 days. I mean, you know, normally with the kind of curve we're talking about...
No. What I'm asking here is the entire period of observation. How long has this been going on now? Have you ever seen anything like it before? I'm trying to get a sense of...
So it's gone 1,300 days. Since August 2000. No, there is no other time of such a dramatic drop. And in fact, there's a way to statistically test how often would you see something like this by chance. And we've applied that test to this, and the odds are 5,000 to 1 of seeing this sort of drop in this 3.5 year
All right.
data.
All right.
So it's a pretty dramatic effect. It's visually very obvious. And as I said, if you go to the ION's website, the Institute of Noetic Sciences website, we have a link there that will go to a page where you can see this thing.
And in what manner is it demonstrated? Like a graph?
There's a graph.
There's a graph, okay.
There's a graph, and then there's a second graph which shows the odds against chance of the first graph. Because unless you're used to looking at statistics, you know, you may not see that it's really quite remarkable.
All right. So we have this drastic drop in and around 9/11. What do you suppose that might mean?
Well, my speculation is that, and by the way, around 9/11, many people after the fact were reporting that they had bad feelings. They had premonitions, they didn't feel well that day, all
right.
those kinds of things.
Yes.
What this suggests to me is that for about 2 weeks before 9/11, that a lot of people were beginning to psychically get impressions of something bad coming up. And this probably unconsciously.
Yes.
And when we get unconscious bad feelings, the first thing that most normal people do is repress it. Because who wants to think about bad news all the time?
That's right, yes.
So in the process of repressing those psychic premonitions, when you do a psi task, you will also tend to suppress your ability to do the task.
Gotcha.
And what it will end up doing then is what we in the business call psi missing. In other words, you do know what the right answer is, but you will avoid it. You will actively avoid it. That's part of the repression. And by avoiding it, you will end up getting a dramatic drop in performance. And what that curve says to me is that, and as I said, this is not a minor drop. It's a really massive drop, and it stayed that way for 2 weeks. It suggests that there is something like a mass mind premonition of something bad about to occur, and it was repressed for about 2 weeks.
Got
so
it.
I looked back in the data and tried to see if there was an event that we know now retrospectively. Did something happen at the end of August? You know, like was a decision made or something happened that put things into action?
Mm-hmm.
And so as we just learned recently from the 9/11 Commission that it looks like somewhere near the end of August that a go decision was made. Somebody said, okay, we're going to go do it.
Right.
And I mean, this is all high speculation, of course, but I'm wondering whether some aspect of many people somehow got that, and they were sensing that something bad was coming up. So one of the implications of this is, in the Global Consciousness Project, we saw an effect that a couple of hours before the events unfolded. That's sort of interesting, but a couple hours may not be enough time for anybody to do anything about it. Now, with this, we're using human beings, in a sense, not as random number generators, but as detectors of something.
Right.
And given that we see an effect that's 2 weeks in advance, it may be that this is a much more effective way of acting as an early alert system.